The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tmura Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara discusses the halacha of a chick which is born from a bay of treifa, whether it has a din of yoytzim and atami. The Gemara says that it's not usur because between the time that the bay came out of the chicken and when the chick was born, hatched from the egg, the material inside of the egg became rotten, and eneroi la'achila became like afra ba'alma. And therefore, the chick that's born from it is mutter. So it's interesting, Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas, that he talks about a material called moisik, that comes out of blood of a chaya. It's transformed from being blood into some other substance. And Rabbeinu Yonah says that it doesn't have an isser of dam. There's no isser to eat it because it's dam. So he writes that apple pisha matchila yadam loy chashin and laha, the baser hash does lean on you view the thing the way it is now, which is not dam. It changed. It underwent a transformation. Shereim nafal chatichas isser ledvash. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that if a piece of isser falls into dvash, so the metzias seemingly is that the dvash transforms things which fall into it through the passage of time and turns them into dvash-like material. So if something is usr falls into dvash and it melts inside of it, the k'may dvash dainina loy. We deal with it as though it's honey umutter. Hachanami, so to over here, kimin shiatz mitar is dam, since it changed and got transformed, it's no longer like blood, vasar hashta is linon umutter. So the Rosh writes on this Rabbeinu Yonah that the raya of Rabbeinu Yonah needs another raya, because who said that that's the halacha by dvash? Who said that the halacha by honey is that if dvarim asurim fall into the honey, that the halacha would be that they would be considered to be dvarim mutarim because of the fact that they were transformed and became like honey? So he argues in Rabbeinu Yonah, but in the tshuva, the Rosh seems to assume that the halacha is like Rabbeinu Yonah. The Magen Avraham asks Rabbeinu Yonah that it says in Bechayrus Davov, the Gemara says that the fact that a person is allowed to drink milk from an animal is a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? The Gemara says, keeping the dam nachar v'nasa chalav. Since blood is what ultimately is transformed by the animal and becomes like milk. So the milk of an animal was at one point blood. So Mela, the Gemara says that it's a chiddush that the Torah was matir chalav. Because really it should have been asr. Says the Magen Avraham, you see that even though the dam changed, it transformed and became something else, it became white and it's milk now, halacha nevertheless would have been that it should be asr because it originally was dam. So you see that even though it transformed and became something else, nevertheless, it's asr. And he also brings a raya from our Gemara. Our Gemara says that the only reason why a freyach, a chick that's born from the bay of treifa, is mutter is only because at some point in the interim between the time that the egg was born out of the mother and the time when it becomes an afroyach, it undergoes a transformation and it becomes afro ba'alma. But if there's no point at which this egg becomes afro ba'alma, if there's no point at which this egg is ein roi la'achila, then indeed it would be aser, because of the fact that even though it obviously changed very dramatically, it started off as an egg and now it's a chick, nevertheless it will be asr because of yaitzim and atameh. So therefore it should be asr also when the musak is created out of the dam, when the dam transforms itself and turns into musak, it should be asr because of the fact that I guess he's saying it's a yaitzim and atameh. Now the Chok Yankiv answers this kasha. And he says that it's not shver. The first kash of dam nechav and asa chalav, the fact that dam should have been aser when it turns into chalav, he says a very geshmak teretz. He says that it's very different. Over here we know that chickens are mutter. We don't need a pasuk to tell us that chickens are mutter. Chickens are something you're allowed to eat. It's a kosher animal, so you're allowed to eat it. So if you have the dvash, when we're talking about dvash, right? So you have a dover iser falls into dvash and becomes transformed and turns into dvash. So he says dvash we know is mutter. The Gemara tells us in Bechayrus that dvash is mutter. So dvash is mutter. So even though you have the dvash originally was a davar aser, but this davar aser became transformed and turned into a davar mutter. So therefore, you go basar hashta. As opposed to the case of dam nechav and asa chalav, where we didn't have a makar that chalav is mutter. So since we didn't have any idea that chalav is mutter, so true that the dam transformed itself and became something else, nevertheless, that thing that it turned into, we don't have any information about that thing. We don't know if that's a mutter dik item. So therefore, the fact that the dam changed wouldn't automatically be a hatter. In other words, when Isser undergoes a transformation, that doesn't automatically tell us that the Isser is mutter. It's only if the Isser turns into something which we know is mutter, then the transformation will be mata the Isser. So therefore, something that falls into dvash, and we know that dvash is mutter, so that thing turns into dvash, so now it transformed into davar mutter. As opposed to the case where you have something, dam turning into chalav, and we don't have any information about chalav, we don't know whether chalav is mutter or aser, maybe chalav is also aser, since chalav is created out of dam. And the Chassam Soif writes about that, it's literally Kim Chaim. Makar Chaim writes that it doesn't really help, because what's with the Magen Avraham's other question? From Be'ez Afroyach. L'chayr, that question is still shver. Because over there, we can also argue that the bay of the egg turned into something which is mutter, which is an Afroyach. So Chassam Soif says that's not a taina. Because Afroyach is not always mutter. Afroyach could also be a treifa. The question of the Gemara is, does this Afroyach have a din of, as though it's a treifa, because it's Yaitzim, not treifa? And to that, we don't have an answer that it turned into a davar mutter, because perhaps the Afroyach also has a din of a treifa, just like any Afroyach could be a treifa. There's nothing about the Afroyach which tells us that it's not a treifa. So therefore, the transformation won't help over there either, unless it becomes Ein Roi L'Achil in the middle. So Chaznish discusses the case of gelatin. There's a substance known as gelatin, which is made out of bones or other things, but frequently it's made out of bones of nevelos and treifas. And so this gelatin is being derived from something which is aser. So Chaznish says that if at some point during the process the bones are changed in such a way that their Ein Roi L'Achil will be mutter, just like the Froyach of the Bay of Treifa. In other words, even according to the Magen Avraham, but the Magen Avraham agrees that if it rots in the interim and it becomes Ein Roi L'Achil between the beginning point where it was Davar Isra and the end point, then the Isra wouldn't come back. So the Chazanish says that would be a heter for gelatin also. And the Chaim Oizer also writes that it's a heter for gelatin, the fact that it became Afra Ba'alma, that it became Ein Roi L'Achil. Rabaron Kotler is Zechet Tzadik of Racha, and the Mishnah Rabaron, he argues on this. And he says that it's not a comparison. There's no comparison between our sugya of the Bea Treifa and gelatin. Why? He says a number of chalukim. One chiluk is that there's no comparison between our Gemara and gelatin. Because when it comes to our Gemara, the Isser that we're dealing with is the Isser Yoytzim and Atame. It's not like this chick was at any point Usser on its own merits. The reason why it was Usser is because it came out of something else, which is Tame. And the Sibas Isser will be because of the din of Yoytzim and Atame. Something that comes out of a Tame is Tame. On that, says Rav Aaron, if at one point in the middle it was Afra Ba'alma and it was Mutter, so that breaks the connection. And you're not connected anymore to the Davar Tame. As opposed to a case of gelatin, where you're taking the actual bones and you're changing them, but it's really the bones themselves that are being changed and transformed into a new thing called gelatin. So therefore, the iser of this gelatin would not be because of yoytzim and atami. The iser would be because it's actually the davar tami on its own, and therefore, Rav Aaron says there's no comparison to the Gemara. Other achrayim, I saw the Moshe Sternbach says like Rav Aaron that it's aser, but there are a number of other achrayim that are matir. The Reb Chatzkel Abramsky has a tshuva that it's mutter, and the Tzitz Eliezer writes that it's mutter, and I saw some other paiskim, a number of paiskim write that it's mutter. There's another reason to mat the gelatin, which is that since it's made out of bones, there's a possibility that bones of the veils and treifas never had a din of the veils and treifas either, and that's the reason for some of these achroinim that write that it's mutter, not necessarily because of our Gemara. There's another question that Rav Moshe talks about, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, about the question of confectioner's glaze. Confectioner's glaze is a material that's created by some sort of insect. Insects secrete something, which is then used to coat candies and to make them shiny. So Rav Moshe writes about the confectioner's glaze that you have the Hatter of our Gemara because of the fact that it is ein roi la'achila. It's a dover yavesh. It's very dried out. It has no taste at all, and therefore it's not a meichel. It doesn't have the din of a meichel. And here, seemingly, Rav Aaron should also agree. I don't know if this is true, but Rav Aaron would seemingly also agree because the isra of the confectioner's glaze, we said it's something that's secreted by the insects, and therefore the only reason to answer it would be because of the concept of yoytzim and atame, but it does not have any intrinsic isra, and the actual item itself is not osir. Now, I just wanted to point out that the svara Rav Aaron is saying that there's a chiluk between gelatin and the case of afroyach, because gelatin is osir because it itself is osir. I had a little bit of a question on that, because you see in the Gemara that, let's say, when you're talking about liquids that come out of grapes or other kinds of fruits. So it seems in the Gemara in the sugyas that also is osir because of yoytze. It's not osir because it itself is intrinsically osir. It seems that since the tzura of the thing changes so much from the fact it turns from a solid into a liquid, that would be considered yoytze. So I just wasn't sure why Rav Aaron assumes with such pshitas that the gelatin would be considered to be intrinsically osir, not just osir because of yoytze, because the form of the gelatin has changed so dramatically from the situation I was in when it was a bone, that one could have argued that too would be considered yoytzim and atame.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.